every other country.
With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom.
She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris.
Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
Check out that forward scoring drive for the Badgers. 8 plays, 51 yards, took 3 minutes, 39 seconds, leading to a Nathaniel Bakos 32-yard field goal. 2:44 left in the third quarter. Penn State 14, Wisconsin 13. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Big play in that scoring drive, a 33-yard pass from Locke to C.J. Williams, but then Penn State buckled down and forced the field goal.
That was really needed. 8 plays there, 51 yards, but the big play to Williams, and it was a really good throw, but a great route, and obviously unbelievable extension, able to pull that in and get his body down in the field of play to make that big play to get these 3 points.
Gavin Lom on the approach, kick is in the air, Singleton a return chance, and he muffed it, picks it up at the 5-yard line, gets up across the 10, 15-yard line, and fights his way just shy of the 20. They'll mark at the 19. And that's where Penn State will begin, first and 10.
A lot of adventure. This third quarter has been very adventurous. Obviously, Wisconsin with the mistake, it lets Penn State back in it, because this defense, I think you now feel with Aller being out of the game, you feel really good if you can get them into those second and third and longs that you might get one back. And that would obviously be a nice little spot here for Wisconsin to do that.
Tyler Warren motions to the formation on first and 10 at the 19-yard line. Fabiola throws over the middle, and that's caught across the 30-yard line. Liam Clifford gets hammered down by Preston Zachman. A gain of 12 and a first and 10 for Penn State.
Tight coverage. That we'll I think from a Wisconsin standpoint, we'll say that's all right. If he's going to try and jam it in that tight of a window, I think Wisconsin feels all right about that, even though they picked up a first down. That's a tight window throw.
First and 10, Nittany Lions, their own 31. Gary Kribula, the quarterback. Tyler Warren, slot right, motions into the backfield. Lines up side by side with Singleton. As Kribula will hand it to Singleton, hits it off the left side across the 35-yard line, bangs his way up near the 40. Jaheim Thomas among those in there for the Badgers. That's a 9-yard run, second and 1 for the Nittany Lions.
And just watching it from up here, I'm looking to see, is Prabula keeping the football? And that, just think about that from a defensive end and from an edge linebacker standpoint, you have to be squeezing that down. And even if you hesitate for that split second, all of a sudden now those holes are open a little bit more, and it's allowing Penn State's running game to get going here a little bit.
Warren wide left, motions into the backfield on second down, handoff, Singleton gets stopped by Hunter Waller right at the line of scrimmage. And it's third and 1, Penn State. And the offensive coordinator, Andy Kolonicki, changing the approach with the athletic quarterback, Bo Prabula. Kolonicki, a UW-River Falls grad, then spent a lot of time working alongside Lance Leipold, most recently at Kansas, now the first-year OC at Penn State.
Love seeing Hunter Waller around the line of scrimmage. Good things happen there. Nice job of pulling him down.
On third and 1, and they give to Singleton, crashing into the line for the first down. He did 1, he got 4. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock running, 14-13 Penn State. First and 10 for the Nittany Lions.
You always wonder on those read options where that quarterback is reading the defensive end on that mesh point. And we saw it on the ground. We saw Prabula put the ball on the ground already once there. Really riding that thing for a long time. He's wanting to get out. You can see he wants to show his athleticism off, keeping it. He tucked it in there. I think that ball is going to come down on the turf again.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Singleton, the running back. 13 seconds left, third quarter. Penn State up one. Tribula back to throw, drifting to his right. He'll pull it down and run. 45-50, and is stopped by Austin Brown at the 48 of Wisconsin. An 8-yard gain as the third quarter has come to an end. 1-point game here in Madison. Penn State, though, is on the move. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. At the end of three, Penn State 14, Wisconsin 13. Fourth quarter is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Another Big Ten game in progress. Early fourth quarter, Michigan leads Michigan State 24-10. Earlier today, it was Ohio State getting by Nebraska. Indiana 14 better than Washington. Oregon all over Illinois. Iowa with a big second half, knocked off Northwestern 40-14. It was Minnesota 48, Maryland 23. 14-13 Penn State as we get ready for the fourth quarter. And from Camp Randall Stadium, it's time to jump around. Into it. Now let's see if the Badgers can get him really cranked up. In the meantime, Penn State with a second down and two at the Wisconsin 48. We start the fourth quarter. Penn State 14, Wisconsin 13. Warren to the right of Pribula. He takes the snap. He's going to keep it. Room off the right side, 45 to the 40-yard line. He gets popped hard at the 39 of Wisconsin. Bo Pribula, we've talked about his athleticism. His ability to hurt you with his feet, and he does it again. First down, Penn State.
As Ackman came down, and I'm sure he had contain on that, he got a little nosy thinking he was going to give it to the running back. I give Pribula credit. He pulled it and was able to go pick up that first down.
His five rushes for 17 yards in for the injured Drew Aller. Willis Singleton motions out of the backfield. Catron Allen is the running back to the right of Pribula. Two receivers either side. One punt. Pribula back to throw. Fires. It's caught inside the 25-yard line. That's Wallace down to the 22. Harrison Wallace with the catch as Pribula threads one in there. First down, Penn State.
Yeah, they had Warren almost looked like a screen running down the side. And, oh, very close. He jammed it in there. That was very, Jaheim Thomas was there. Hunter was right there, and he fit it in a tight spot. Give him credit.
First and 10, Penn State at the Wisconsin 22. Denton Lions up one early fourth quarter. Singleton will shift to the right of the quarterback. Clifford, slot right, motions to the backfield. Handoff, Singleton, and he gets nabbed behind the line of scrimmage by Jaheim Thomas. Loss of one, second and 11, Penn State at the Wisconsin 23.
Nice job by Thomas to just reading what was going on and reacting immediately, got into the backfield, and then was able to secure the tackle here, setting up a second and 11.
13-15 left in the game. Penn State 14, Wisconsin 13. Second and 11 for the Nittany Lions at the Wisconsin 23-yard line. Wallace and Fleming along with Clifford to the right. Singleton to the left. And a little shovel pass to the tight end, Tyler Warren, inside the 20-yard line, and he barrels his way down to the 15. He's a strong dude, 260 pounds. They'll mark him at the 16, third down and four.
Penn State did a really good job of disguising everything there. They had a bunch formation off to the right side, and it looked, again, like a quick pump over there. Got Wisconsin's eyes running off to Penn State's sideline and then flipped it back underneath to Warren. And as we said, he is a bull trying to get him down. He's able to pick up five or six there.
Penn State 4 out of 10 on third down. Wallace in motion to the left. Three receivers that side of the formation of the Badger 16-yard line. Pribula rolling left, throwing left, caught by Wallace inside the 10, and he gets belted by Hunter Wohler at the 6-yard line. First and goal, Penn State.
That you want your quarterback, roll him out to the left. There's a sprint left, and it just got kind of, it looks like Ricardo got kind of walked down into the wash, gave up a little too much space there.
Mark it at the 7, first and goal. Pribula, quarterback draw as he gets stoned, and a penalty marker down in the end zone. At first I thought might have been a potential face mask there,
like,
but the penalty marker's in the end zone. Let's see what we got. Toward that left corner of the end zone.
Illegal substitution.
Yep.
Defense, 12 men on the field to stop. Half the distance of the goal, it's still first down.
So first and goal, Penn State at the 3. Kurt Neal very nearly with a face mask there.
It definitely had that look, and there you saw Penn State go tempo. Wisconsin did that earlier. Penn State got it back. Wisconsin not using a timeout.
So now they got Tyler Warren, a high school quarterback, in there at Wildcat QB. He'll take the snap, and he's going to fake it, keep it up the middle, crashing into the line for about a yard to the 2. And it's second and goal, Penn State, 11:20 remaining. Penn State up 1.
Yeah, they love moving him around. You put him out wide, you got him as an H-back, you put him at quarterback, he's been center. They've moved him all over the place tonight, and that was Benny Barton. Kurt Neal being up there again, just standing strong on that Wildcat run by Warren.
Second and goal at the 2. Rebula again gives way. It's singed up. It's going to be Tyler Warren again. He's 2 for 2 passing this season for a touchdown. Keep that in mind. He's going to take it up the middle, down to the 1, and that's it. We had Hills there, among others, for Wisconsin. Third and goal, Penn State at the 1 with 10 and a half minutes to play.
Darrell Peterson came screaming down, too, and just trying to get his head in there. It looked like Warren could have, I think, Beulah was out there wide open. Mm-hmm. Warren wasn't throwing that football.
13th play of the drive. It's third and goal at the 1. Tribula. Back in there at quarterback, Warren wing on the right side. Catron Allen behind Pribula. Takes the snap, looking right, looking middle, throws left edge, touchdown Penn State. Khalil Dinkins, the tight end, wide open left side of the end zone. It's 20-13, Penn State.
Yeah, your offense can do a lot of different things on that in that position. You have to bow up in the middle to try to stop the run. Then you want to try and stop any keep passes. And that was a case where Brebula just came back, had plenty of time to let that route develop. That's a tough cover for Wisconsin, and Penn State gets another touchdown.
Ryan Barker for the extra points. Still a one-possession game, even if he makes this. Trying to make it an eight-point lead for the Nittany Lions, and the kick is good. A 13-play, 81-yard drive that took half a quarter, 7 minutes, 35 seconds, and Brebula was 5 of 5 through the air. We will take a break. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 10:01 remaining, Penn State 21, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement-ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Just Ask, a touchdown takes great teamwork. A successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 10:01 to play, Penn State 21, Wisconsin 13. Bo Prebula is 8 of 10 through the air, 65 yards, and he capped off a 13-play drive with a 1-yard touchdown flip to tight end Khalil Dinkins. This guy from York, Pennsylvania, led his high school to its first ever state championship. 3-time captain in his prep days and a 4-star recruit in for Drew Aller, who was shaken up. Left knee in a brace, was shaken up in the second quarter tonight.
Pretty impressive drive. And it wasn't just, I mean, obviously he was able to run it there and make a couple of big plays with his legs as well, but two or three really tight window throws, and then, you know, unfortunately there you gave up a little something. You got the 5-yard penalty, and then you're in position on a third and short from the goal, unable to get a little bit of pressure on him and let that thing develop. But you didn't play a great quarter. You turned it over. You gave up a pick six. Now we're in this position, down 8, 1 score. Critical drive coming up here for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Gabe Wosu will kick off. Iacomelli and Anthony are deep. Wosu runs up, and the kick is away, and Anthony will let this hit about 3 yards deep into the end zone for the touchback. And here we go. Badgers starting at their 25-yard line.
And unfortunately, I mean, I'm always up here saying, let's pound the football, let's be physical. I give Penn State's defensive line a lot of credit. We knew coming in that this was going to be a big challenge. They have a lot of guys on that side of the football, and they're athletic, and they're physical, and they're tough. And Tawee Walker has fought tooth and nail tonight, but he's got 20 carries for 49 yards, which is a 2.5 average. And we're going to have to throw it around here a little bit, soften up this defense, try to get some big plays.
Darion Dupree in at running back now. And on first down, lock to throw, four-man rush. Brayden checks it down. Pass caught by Tucker Ashcraft across the 25-yard line. Dominic DeLuca slows him down to the 29 at a gain of four.
Nice, easy pickup, and that's just pick up positive, good yards on first down. That was Tucker stayed in, helped a little bit with a little nudge block on that defensive end, leaked out late. Brayden saw him, got it to him. That's it, Tucker. Put that ball away. Make sure you're secure. Picking up four.
Tawee Walker in there now. Pauling slot right. Goes in motion to the left. The 29 of Wisconsin. Second down. Hand off Walker. Trying to hit it off the left side. There's just nothing there. Getting gobbled up. Again at the point of attack. That's Devon J. Thomas getting in there for Penn State on the defensive line. Fifth year senior D tackle. Loss of one to the 28 of Wisconsin. Now a third and seven. And here we go again. Another third and long.
Yeah, just a lot of right at the point of attack. You're just not getting a lot of movement, and you're also giving up a lot of penetration that's forcing the ball to bounce. Not a good formula.
Pauling, Kekahuna, and Williams to the right. Anthony to the left. Lock the throw over the middle, and it goes behind C.J. Williams at the 35-yard line. A.J. Harris on the coverage. And a three and out for Wisconsin with 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Penn State leading 21-13.
That's not what I had drawn up
on
that drive.
No.
And the defensive line for Penn State is getting after us. Not giving much time. Vanover did a really nice spin move off of our right side of the offensive line. Got right in Locke's face immediately. And here we're punting it back.
Snap back to Bertrams. Steps up, and the kick is away. Didn't hit it particularly well. Gets a good bounce, though, inside the 35, inside the 30. This will actually work out okay as it dies at about the 25-yard line in Penn State territory. Okay, we will take another timeout. Tonight's game is sponsored by Nicolet Law. Winning for Wisconsin since 2007. Get the beard, get the win. A 48-yard punch from Bertrams. 8 minutes and 41 seconds remaining. Penn State 21, Wisconsin 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Lights, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you're out of town and want to keep up with live college sports, be sure to download the free Varsity Network app available for both Apple and Android. Listen to college sports live with the Varsity Network app. 8 minutes, 41 seconds remaining at Camp Randall. Penn State 21, Wisconsin 13. The Nittany Lions back on offense at their 24-yard line.
You know, the jump around, everything is going. This is a case now where you're down eight, and you have to regain that momentum. And Penn State has been, I think, pretty conservative in this second half of football on offense. We've seen a couple of times where the ball has been thrown up, tight window throws, where Wisconsin maybe had a look at it. To their credit, they fit it in there. Now I would think you have to make sure you're getting downhill here. We need to make a big play on this side of the football.
They get a turnover. You got Allen and Singleton in the backfield flanking Pribula, who will hand off to Allen across the 25, right side of the 30-yard line, and up near the first down. They're going to mark him at the 33, a gain of 9.
But Penn State's going to keep running the football, and if you're getting 8-9 yards on first down, you know, that's going to obviously be ideal for them. And now they're slowing it down. You're not seeing that tempo. Wisconsin's going to have to get super aggressive here, coming after them, trying to force that turnover that we need.
What about running the ball? Penn State has lost one fumble all season long. Second down and one for the Nittany Lions at their 33. Dinkins, slot left, motions to the right, ends up on the wing. Pribula will get it to Allen, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. McGarren Witt in there for Wisconsin. Loss of a couple to the 31, and Penn State now with a third down and three. 7:43, clock running. Left in the game, 21-13, Penn State.
Well, Elijah Hills just beat a double team. Penn State on a backside tried to block him up, and Elijah Hills was able to defeat that and then redirect himself to stuff that run at the line and getting a chance here to get off the field.
Penn State 6 out of 12 tonight on third down. Wallace wide left, motions to the right. Two receivers out to the left, Clifford and Fleming. Rolling left, Pribula throwing left. Caught by Clifford across the 35 and driven out of bounds. Along the near side by Max Lofi at the 36, and that's a first down with 2 yards to spare.
We must feel really comfortable with Pribula rolling left. That's the second time we've seen that on a critical play, and Wisconsin has been unable to either pass that off or get over there and cover that. That roll out to the left, very easy pickup there for Penn State.
6:53 and counting left in the game, 21-13 Penn State. First and 10 for the Nittany Lions at the 36-yard line. Tyler Warren, the tight end. Motions out of the backfield, one of three receivers to the right. Singleton to the right of the quarterback. Pribula will feed Singleton a hole up the middle across the 40 and up to about the 42-yard line. Christian Allegro, the linebacker, wraps him up. A gain of 6. Penn State very much on schedule here offensively and bleeding the clock in the process.
Yeah, letting them do what they want to do. They pulled right guard and pulled right tackle there. Kick out, and really nice job by Allegro. That would have been a really big play of redirecting, getting off of his block and able to pull him down. Otherwise, that would have been another first down.
Second down and 4 for the Nittany Lions, their own 42-yard line. Just the formation, Singleton behind Pribula. Warren motions into the backfield, and Pribula turns to nobody. Back to throw, pressure, floats it left side, wide open as Clifford makes the catch in front of Preston Zachman and steps out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Make it the 35 on what looked like a busted play was happening, and then it turns into an easy money pitch and catch.
Actually, as it was going, I'm like, this is your opportunity. Hunter Wooler came on a blitz off of the right side of Penn State's offensive line and tripped just for a second, but was able to hit Pribula. Penn State running wide open, he was able to connect on that throw.
Luke Fickell was looking for a holding call there. He's barking, but replay on for the Badger 35-yard line. 5:25 to play. Penn State driving it up by 8. Hand off Singleton off the right side, and Austin Brown hanging on for dear life. Brings him to the ground at the 31 of Wisconsin. A gain of 4, second down and 6.
I like what Tressel is doing here. He's bringing bodies up on the line of scrimmage, and if Penn State wants to make that throw that he just made, you have to at this point give it, because you need to put pressure. Right now you need a big play. We're close. Hunter almost got there. Now you're getting Austin Brown kind of floating around. I think you have to continue to sell out here and try to make a big play.
21-13 Penn State, 4:48 left in the game. Second down and 6 for the Nittany Lions at the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Empty backfield now. Allen motions into it, and a shovel pass. Warren inside the 30-yard line is spun down. Again, it's Austin Brown at the 26 of Wisconsin. Third down and 1 for Penn State with 4.5 minutes remaining.
Just safe plays, and what Penn State is doing, a lot of eye candy with jet motions and different things to get those linebackers or safeties to just look a little bit over there and then do the okey-doke, get it back to one of their best players and Warren on a flip, and then he has just been a bull trying to bring down all night.
And those safe throws, Pribula has completed 10 straight. Bring that big O lineman in motion to the left. Grabula's going to keep it. Trying to race off to the left side. And he has stopped at Peterson and Wohler. But a first down as Grabula, using that speed, got just enough to the Wisconsin 24 as precious time is ticking away. 3:47 remaining.
Great athleticism there. It looked like Darryl Peterson had a crack at him. Hunter selling out, diving. Ricardo Hallman is there, but he was able to just have enough speed to turn the corner and pick up a critical first down.
3.5 minutes to play. Badgers have all of their timeouts, and they're going to have to start thinking about using them here. 21-13 Penn State. Wallace and Clifford out to the right. You got Dinkins and Warren left side with Warren on the wing. Wildcat QB, Katron Allen gets the snap. Big room off the left, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone, and touchdown Penn State. They go Wildcat QB with Katron Allen as Penn State breaks it open late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you something. Their offensive coordinator is putting on a clinic tonight.
Using a ton of different motion, finding ways to get Warren the football, doing Wildcat. They have a bunch of different stuff, and it puts a lot of strain on your defense to be fundamentally sound. That time Wisconsin either didn't adjust or didn't have a player in that gap, and then the Wildcat went untouched for the touchdown.
And the PAT is in the air, and it is good as Penn State breaks it open now. The lead is 15. That was a 9-play, 76-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 15 seconds. 3:10 remaining. Penn State 28, Wisconsin 13. Back in a
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin Department of Corrections to make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Time to spotlight tonight's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. For most of this game, I would have leaned to the Wisconsin defense, but you know, Penn State has now worn them down the last two drives, 22 plays, 157 yards. They burned time off the clock, but I think the guts of the game, Mark, the Badger defense gave this team a chance.
They definitely did, and it's been a bunch of guys. You see, everybody is just selling out. It's not an effort thing. Everybody is playing their tails off, but the second half, too many three and outs from our offense, not enough sustainability, and Penn State has just been able to, as you said it, worn down this defense. Time of possession is starting to kind of ratchet up, and unfortunately for Wisconsin, Penn State just wore us out in the second half.
Yeah, the pick six turned it all around. Dylan Reed, 19-yard interception return. Wisconsin deep in its own territory on a third and long, up 10-7. It turned into a room service pick. And then from there, the Penn State offense has just been terrific. Bo Grabula in for the injured Drew Aller. Andy Polanicki, the offensive coordinator, is dialing up everything right here in the second half as this kickoff will sail into and out of the end zone. And with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left, the Badgers on offense down 15 starting at their 25-yard line.
And it's been, I have given a lot of shine to this offensive line. I think they've played really well throughout most of this season. The second half, that has not been the case. It's been Penn State's D-line has gotten after us up front, especially in the run game, and not allowing Tawee Walker to have any running room at all in the second half.
They allowed 95 yards on the ground per game. USC hit it hard a couple weeks ago. Is blocked the throw, pressure coming, pass over the middle, caught by Pauley across the 35-yard line, and will scratch and claw his way to the 37 on a first down. Zach E. Wheely on the tackle. And the mark of the 36, actually, 11-yard gain, first and 10, back on the ball. Lock drifting to his right, looking, throwing, and it's dropped by C.J. Williams, trying to go down and get it. Jalen Kimber on the coverage just shy of midfield. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 36-yard line with 2:45 remaining. 28-13 Penn State. 47. Put a couple extra seconds on the clock to 2:47. Locked 50-50 tonight, 15-30, 171 yards. Three receivers left, one on the right. Walker, the running back. Second down, Locke looking to throw again over the middle. Nice catch, Will Pauley. Ball's knocked out. Now they'll say incomplete. Couldn't complete the process. A.J. Harris there to disrupt. Third and 10 for the Badgers at their 36-yard line.
Yeah, Brayden had to get creative there. A little sidearm action, try to get that in there. And really, really a good throw, but great coverage. He was able to knock it away from Will before he was able to secure the catch.
Harris, who broke up that pass, needs some attention. He's down on one knee. Sophomore. Transfer from Georgia. So the Badgers looking at a third down and 10 at their 36-yard line. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to play. 28-13, Penn State.
This is the from an offensive lineman standpoint, when you're playing against a group, and Penn State is our old coach used to call it salty guy, just a bunch of salty dogs, man, where they're getting after you, and you want to stay out of those third down. We said that in the beginning of the game, and now you're in basically a two-minute situation where you're going to get their blitz package, their stunt game. It makes it really, really difficult and put a lot of pressure on this group to protect Braden Locke here, trying to go down, get a touchdown, and you never know. You got to hold on to hope here. Go down and get a touchdown, hopefully get an onside kick, and you never know what can happen. This game is crazy.
Denny Anthony out wide to the left. He has six catches tonight, season high for him. And now they're going to review to, thought it was an incomplete pass, but they're going to catch, they're going to look to see if it was a catch and a fumble. Review whether he put the football away. Didn't think on the first look that he had completed the process of the catch. He was taken down by A.J. Harris there.
I would think that's incomplete, but he never did land on the ground. His butt was covered up, and I think that's a, I don't think it's a catch.
You have to put it away and make a move relative to the game. In other words, a football move.
Yeah.
So that always lends a little bit of subjectivity to it. Between college and the NFL, trying to figure out what a catch is, especially in a college game, can at times be next to impossible. Giving this a fairly long look. And now we'll get the conclusion. Didn't see any writing.
Yeah,
going
no
on.
Paper. So
after review, the ruling on the field stands. It's third down.
Yeah.
So third and 10, Badgers at their 36-yard line. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to play. Penn State 28, Wisconsin 13. And those six catches for Vinny tonight, 54 yards, a long of 20. He's to the left, three receivers to the right. Walker, the running back. Block gets the snap. Penn State bringing four. Brayden throwing left side. That's caught by Anthony, his seventh catch, and he'll step out of bounds, far side at the 50. First down, Wisconsin with 2:38 to play.
Really nice throw. Good protection up front, and easy pickings there.
And Locke gets him on the ball. Slot left, slot right. Snap to Brayden. Looking to throw. Fires to the left, and it is almost intercepted. Reed bobbling, no catch. He was on the chalk. At first, that was Elliott Washington, I think, getting a hand on it. And Brayden getting away with one. Second and 10 for the Badgers at the 50 with 2:30 remaining.
And that's where Brayden gets in trouble, is when he kind of gets in his mind where he's going with football. Penn State had that route covered incredibly well. And it, as you put it, Matt, very fortunate that that ball was not intercepted.
Anthony to the left, three receivers to the right. And second and 10, locked to throw, looking. And that pass knocked down by Tony Rojas. And that was nearly intercepted. Third and 10 for the Badgers from the 50 with 2:27 remaining.
He tried to hit Kekahuna on a little in-breaking route across the middle of the field, and really good athleticism to jump up. I thought for a minute Brayden just didn't see him, but that was an incredible jump, leap, and fortunate his hands. That's why he plays defense.
Back-to-back good fortune there for Locke, but the Badgers still have the ball. Slot left, slot right. Third and 10, Wisconsin from the midfield stripe. Lock gets the snap. Penn State rushing four. Throw right side to Tawi Walker across midfield, and Rojas is there to drive him to the turf at the 48-yard line. Fourth down and 8. 2:15, clock running to play. Badgers getting on the ball. No choice here. Down 15 late at Camp Randall. Three receivers left. Vincey Burrows out to the right. Lock gets the snap. Looking, throwing to the left, and it is caught by Will Pauling. First down, Cam Miller with a tight coverage. First and 10, Wisconsin, as we hit the two-minute timeout. Ball at the 36-yard line of Penn State. So we'll take a break. 2 minutes remaining in Madison. Penn State 28, Wisconsin 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Two minutes remaining in Madison. Penn State 28, Wisconsin 13. The Badgers are driving. We have a two-minute timeout. They'll have a first and 10 at the Nittany Lions 36-yard line. Wisconsin has all three of its timeouts available. Long story short, score as quickly as you can.
You always got to keep hope alive. We've seen a lot of crazy stuff at college football. It's been a crazy season, and that was right there by Will. And Will is a couple of balls tonight, was unable to secure that. Great coverage by Penn State, but Brayden threw it into a tight spot, and Will was able to pull that in. That was not the easiest pitch and catch. And, you know, between Vinny and Will, the 12 catches tonight, 7 for Vinny, 5 for Will. We've seen some good things tonight. Unfortunately, just not consistently enough, and especially in this second half, you haven't been able to sustain it, and you have that one bad play when you're playing against a really good football team, a top five team in the country. You can't overcome it, and unless something miraculous happens, that's obviously going to be the big key play, key moment of tonight's game.
Yeah, the Badgers on the season are now a -4 in the turnover category. They've cut down the penalties, but the turnover margin unfavorable for this team, and the best teams we've seen around here, that's just not been the case. Particularly back in your years, Mark, in the 90s, Barry Alvarez.
For as much as football changes, the same principles still always are going to apply.
Three receivers right, Benny Anthony out to the left for the Penn State 36, first and 10, lock back to throw, quick pass over the middle, caught by Pauling, and he paid for it. He just got slammed by Abdul Carter. Will pops back up, ball at the 33 of Penn State. Second down and 7 for the Badgers. Lock quickly gets him lined up. 1:45 to play, clock running. Kekahuna, Pauling, and Anthony to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Lock with a throw, caught by Pauling. Outside the numbers, left side, inside the 30. Scoots out of bounds, forced over there by Zachy Wheatley at the 27 of Penn State. It'll be a third down and 1. That'll stop the clock until the next snap, 1:34 remaining. Third down and 1. Brady gets him up there. Three receivers right, one on the left. Lock, hands off to Walker. Room off the left side, 25 to the 20. Atawi Walker down to the 16-yard line. First down, Wisconsin. And with a minute 30 left in the game. Stop the clock to move the sticks. Now it's running. Three receivers right, one on the left. First down. Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Lock. Scoots to his right, throws in zone over everybody, incomplete, well over Kekahuna. Well covered about 3 yards deep into the end zone. Second down and 10 for the 16-yard line of Penn State. Trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
That had to feel nice for Walker because outside of that run right there, it has been tough sledding. In this second half, he had a nice chunk there to pick up that first down.
Three receivers right, one on the left, and a timeout taken by Penn State. With a minute 22 remaining, 28-13, the Nittany Lions will hold it here. So, mention Vinny Anthony's night of 7 catches. Will Pauling has matched that.
He's paid for a few of those, too.
He has.
Will is, I just love watching him work. You know, either at practice or what he does in the games, and he's taken a beating this year. He had a monster year last year. Obviously, everybody comes in and is going to target and say, we're not going to let Will Pauling beat us. And, you know, to Vinny Anthony's credit, he's worked and has been become a really big play guy on this offense as well. But missing, you know, parts of games and fighting through, he is as tough as they come.
Second down and 10, Wisconsin at the Penn State 16. 1:22 remaining, 28-13, the Nittany Lions. Three receivers right, Benny Anthony out to the left, Walker the running back, Lock gets a snap, quick shot caught by Pauling, right side, needs a block, doesn't get one, and he is driven down by Zachy Wheatley inbound, so it'll force a timeout here for Wisconsin with a minute 15 remaining. So it'll be a third down and 9 at the Penn State 15-yard line. Badgers using their first timeout here of the second half.
If you're going to throw under, you obviously Will fought his tail off. Penn State played that boundary pretty well there, not allowing him to get out and making Wisconsin, forcing him to use that timeout. So when we go down and score, now the onside kick is going to have to be recovered because we're not going to have the timeout. We won't have our full 3 timeouts to get this done. I'm still believing, Matt.
Of course, absolutely.
I might be delusional, but I'm going to keep believing.
Don't stop believing.
That's what the Love Monkey said, right?
Did you go over there today?
I missed it.
14th play of the drive coming up for Wisconsin. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Third down and 9 for the Badgers at the Penn State 15-yard line. Walker the running back, lock back to throw, 4-man rush, Braden flush to his right, looking, throwing, Williams, high pass incomplete. Jalen Kimber on the coverage, and now it's 4th and 9 from the 15-yard line of Penn State with a minute 10 to play.
A lot of pressure and forcing Braden to roll out to his right and take a shot. Pretty good coverage down there, and now we're sitting here with the last stand for Wisconsin.
Anthony, Kekahuna, and Pauling to the left. Williams to the right. 4th and 9 for the Penn State 15. Lock in the gun. Walker to his right. Snap, pressure, throwing over the middle. That's caught by Williams inside the 10 and stopped at the 7. It looks like it's going to be a yard short. And Penn State in position to close this one out here tonight in Madison.
Yeah, he's a little short. He ran a slant, and Penn State, give him credit. This defense has done a great job in the second half, shutting him down there, keeping it short. Now this thing is a wrap.
That was Zachy Wheatley doing his job, stopping C.J. Williams one yard short of the first down. And now the Nittany Lions will take over at their 7 with 62 seconds to play. So Penn State about to defeat Wisconsin for the 6th consecutive meeting. A game that like it could be there for the taking for Wisconsin tonight, and then everything turned on the pick 6. Badgers did come back down, get a field goal. It's a 1-point game, but then Penn State's offense just took over with long time consuming and productive drives.
The momentum swings were violent here in the second half in Wisconsin. After the pick 6, you said you almost forget that they went down and got points. And then I think just Penn State with their running game and what they were able to do wore us out in that fourth quarter.
Bo Pribula has been outstanding. 11 of 13. He's rushed for 28 yards. And there for the injured Drew Aller. Catron Allen, the running back, hand off to Catron Allen, and he gets hit by Jake Cheney at about the 10-yard line. Gain of a couple. And as the clock will continue to run with 50 seconds remaining.
I was wondering why not just take a knee. Luke has got the headset off, and not enough to obviously when you use that timeout. Still running the football.
We've got Ohio State coming to Happy Valley next Saturday. The Badgers will make the bus ride down to Iowa City. Square off with Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. Now the 24 seconds to play. This should be the final snap of the night. Pribula will hand it to Allen, cutting to his left to the 15, 20. Allen across the 25, and Hunter Wohler drives him down. Shy of the 30-yard line with 11 seconds to play. They stop the clock to move the chain. And Catron Allen is hobbling a little bit, kind of to your point, Mark.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you could just take a knee, get out of there, and Allen is going to go ahead and finish it as the clock has started, winding down. It's come to an end. And the Penn State Nittany Lions have knocked off the Badgers here in Madison. Wisconsin's defense hanging in for a good chunk of this game. The fourth quarter, Penn State took command. The tide of this one turned with about 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter on the Jalen Allen pick 6.
It's going to be one of those games. We're all excited. It was a big game environment. Big time operation, top 5 team comes in, and I think Wisconsin's going to feel sick about this one because this game was there.
Mm-hmm.
You competed, you had their backup quarterback, and I have to tip my cap and give Penn State a lot of credit because that is not an easy thing to have your backup come in. And it wasn't just, obviously the pick 6 was big, but they executed on offense a lot better than I anticipated in that fourth quarter.
Penn State ends up with 419 yards of offense to 298 for Wisconsin, and the combined passing totals for Drew Aller and Bo Pribula, 25 of 31 for 246 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Final score tonight, Penn State 28, Wisconsin 13. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of SiriusXM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. A setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Lions have knocked off Wisconsin tonight 28-13 as James Franklin's team remains unbeaten now 7-0 as the Badgers drop to 5-3, 3-2 in the Big Ten Conference. Well, Tom Allen, the former Indiana coach, the first-year defensive coordinator at Penn State, has quite a group, and in the second half, the Nittany Lions just did a number on Wisconsin. They're one of the tougher teams. Total defense, sixth in the country. Against the run, 10th in the country. USC hit them a couple of end of rounds in that game. They got big plays. But tonight, Tosh, you mentioned it multiple times because it was a storyline. Just 81 rushing yards. It's just hard to get movement at all up front.
They're really good. And you kind of knew coming in it was going to be tough sledding. You kind of hoped that you could wear on them and push and unfortunately, that didn't happen. It actually felt like Penn State got stronger as the game went on. And their front is good. I thought their guys, especially in that third quarter, just got off of blocks and got in the backfield and put Wisconsin in a lot of tough situations. And I thought coming into the game, if you could just stay normal down a distance, there are holes in that defense passing the football. You have to get the ball out quick. You have to be in rhythm. And just too many times tonight, you kept saying 3rd and 9, 3rd and 11, and in the second half it was even worse, as 3rd and 13. That's just really difficult to overcome, and Wisconsin could not do that tonight.
And the end of the big play, about 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter, the Jalen Reed pick six, one of those third and longs, gave Penn State the lead, as it turned out, for good at 14-10. However, you know, as much as that took the air out of the stadium, the Badgers did have a field goal drive out of after that with a Nathaniel Vakos 32-yard kick. So it's 14-13. That's how it was in the fourth quarter. But again, those two long drives and, you know, their ability to adjust what they were doing with Bo Perbula in. They know his skill set. He's played in certain situations throughout the course of the game. He went the distance in the second half for Drew Aller. But you just see that threat. I mean, he can run it, which he did for 28 yards. And he had a couple throws, he had the threat in there. But, you know, shovel passes, a lot of safe stuff. He was 11 for 13.
I really think you have to give Penn State's offensive coordinator a lot of credit. I thought when Aller went down, they got creative. They didn't put Prabula in very many tough spots. I think I counted three or four at the most tough throws that you would say from a quarterback standpoint. It was rolling out to the left. Let's get easy throws and then get the ball in Warren's hand. Get some